Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every game. Post up 5 hours as soon as the game ends. Plenty of content during the week on the other teams in town as well. So make sure you are subscribed. Also, fivereasonsports.com. Spell that one out. You will get the latest sports in South Florida without a paywall. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We mention this one all the time because it's our daily fantasy partner. It's prizepicks.com. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. You get your initial deposit match. So you put down $100. They'll give you $100 to play with. You don't have to play it all at once. You play 2, 3, 4, 5 players. You can play different sports if you want to combine, say, NHL with NBA. But just check it out. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E, at prizepicks.com. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Illustrious. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck to say, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's about to have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Make sure you check out our episode about the real season. We talked about that yesterday, Kyle Lowry's comments about sort of prepping himself for that, and he's going to get more aggressive. So we went through which players on the Heat we thought would rise the most in the real season and some of whom might be vulnerable. Today's floor plan, I got Alex Toledo again. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket, and Greg Sylvander. You can follow at Greg Sylvander. And Greg, I'm just going to let you sort of take this, because if people were following our off the floor feed, they would have seen this already. But what did you hear just in talking to some people around the organization?
Yeah, I was texting back and forth today, just getting a pulse check on things. And I thought it to be interesting when I referenced what was going on at the bottom of the playoff bracket and the 7-8 stuff and the play-in. I found it really interesting that this person said that the Heat aren't even really watching what's happening down there. They're not concerned with who ends up in 8 and who ends up in the play-in or anything related to that. They're also not concerned with who ends up at 4 or 5 and who they may see in the second round. Like, they're not factoring that into anything that they're like monitoring in terms of the standings. What they are focused on is that one seed. They think that that's very important. And I mean, I guess that's pretty obvious, but that's where their focus is. They want to lock in the one seed. They do not care about matchups. I even said, okay, we're going to go Brooklyn first round, Milwaukee second round. They said, if that's how it shakes out and Miami has home court, bring it on. So, like, to me, it was an encouraging, text exchange, but also interesting because as you watch what's happening, it's so damn close down there that they may not know who they're going to play until the last day of the season.
Well, and I think what you said about it may seem weird. It may seem weird only to sort of the fans who get obsessed about these kind of things. And also who have some doubts about this team, because I think to be concerned about who you're going to put, if you've been one of the top 5 teams in the league, okay, and you're, say you finish first in a very competitive Eastern Conference, which means you're going to have to win at the least, 52, 53 games, okay? If you've done that all year and yet you are worried about who might pop in at the 8th spot, you don't believe in what you have. I mean, it's the same matter with the fans also. And I guess I'll just go to you, Alex. This raises this question leads to the next question, because if you've decided that your goal here is the number one seed, okay, there is a bit of a debate that comes in there, because how hard are you going to go for that at the end of the season? So if you're more concerned is just the number one seed and the home court, which seems to me like the most valid goal, instead of, okay, sort of manipulating a situation to avoid a team you don't want to play in the first round. Well, then how does the fact, Alex, that some of these guys are going to need rest, okay, maybe it's not wise to push some of the minutes. How does that play in here if number one seed is everything?
Well, I just think they've kind of been a good team in the regular season despite not having all their pieces. And that's been consistent, whether, you know, despite whatever machination it's been, right? And we saw that a lot early on, whether it's been missing Kyle or missing Bam or missing multiple guys from your best four players, missing Jimmy. Like, they've had all different types of looks for this team, and every single one has been successful in the sense that they've been solidly over 500. Like, none of those teams were even hovering around 500. None of the different looks versions of those teams, I mean. And I just think, like, I have enough trust in them right now to get through the end of the season, where they're going to have so many home games. I just think they kind of figure some stuff out, other than, like, what we talked about, crunch time offense. And that's what we're talking about here. But everything else, fundamentally, like, the things that we have wanted them to be good at, they've been good at. So I just think it's more about having trust in them to finish the season off, you know, in their eyes, the one seed. But of course, you're not going to be worried if you're inside the organization.
And Greg, I guess when you look at another topic we've talked about, which is kind of the history of the soft one seed, right? The Heat, having been on the other side of that, know that if you have an overwhelming team, who's in the number one spot doesn't matter, right? We saw it during the Big Three era, where they eliminated the Bulls, they eliminated the Pacers. I wonder how that plays into this too, because I don't feel like Miami. We know that this is not an overwhelming Heat team. This is not a Big Three, you know, 2012, 2013. As we talked about yesterday, they have a lot of really nice pieces. They can get it from anywhere, but it has to be a collective, because they don't have, they're more 2004 Pistons, more 2014 Spurs than they are some of the Durant, LeBron type teams. But I guess then, I mean, where do you stand on this at the end of the season? Because if you made it the goal, you want to reach your goal. I feel like that's going to push them forward towards it.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. I think that you're right. They're not the overwhelming favorite, but there's a lot of parity in this conference, and there's a lot of good teams, but there's no team that I think that they look down at 2, 3, 4 and say, man, like, they could pick us off regardless. Like, even Milwaukee, coming off of a championship, has their vulnerabilities. And, you know, there's a lot of stats that point to these different things. I think Alex has been researching even some of them as we've been going here, in terms of, like, where teams are ranked and what they're doing. So I think it has a lot to do with that. The Heat recognize that the path of least resistance is to lean into that 24-9 home record that they currently have, which, as I'm scanning through the league, I mean, you've got Golden State at 28-7, Phoenix at 29-8. And other than that, like, they're literally the best home team on planet Earth right now. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And they're figuring, just come through Miami. Also, Heat fans tend to show up for those playoff games on time, or relatively on time, at least with, like, 4 minutes in the first quarter, the arena's filled. So I'm expecting probably the most excited base also in the arena for something like this, because it's been a while, you know what I mean? So I ultimately think that going for the one seed is the right move, and it's the right year to do it, because there's, being a soft one seed, like, 1, 2, 3, and 4, there's not much difference in anyway.
Yeah, I know. I get it. It could be a margin, and the margin could be being at home. All right, so we're going to go through, when we come back here, we're going to go through some of those teams at the bottom. Should they be positioning in any way? Is there even a reason to lean? Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor, Five Reasons Sports Network. This one is local here, as so many of them are. All right, if you are a South Florida property owner with an insurance claim, if you're dealing with water, mold, or fire damage, you got to find a reputable, fully licensed, insured, and certified contractor. You got to check out Water Cleanup of Florida. They're here for you 24 hours a day. When a disaster strikes in your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress that an unexpected disaster may cause. So they'll take you through the entire process. They'll make sure it's painless and hassle-free, and they've got over 60 years of combined experience to do that. So reach out to Michael, Robert, and the rest of the team. You can call Michael at 954-579-0356, 954-579-0356. Water Cleanup, if you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
All right, let's have the guts to make some sense of the bottom of the East a little bit, because, Greg, as you're talking about them going for the one seed, one of the advantages is you technically should play the worst team to make the playoffs. It's not necessarily this year going to be the worst team to make the playoffs. All right. So the possibilities, if the Heat get to one, they, again, to go over the play-in again, for those who don't necessarily get it, because it hasn't been going on here that long, the seven plays the eight for the seven spot. Okay. The loser of that game plays the winner of the game between the nine and the 10. The reason this has any significance at all to the Heat, of course, is who they might play if they were the one seed. And if you have a situation where Brooklyn finishes in the eight or the seven, it's pretty much the same thing. The Heat are vulnerable to playing them in the first round. Okay. It, in a case of Brooklyn being the seven seed going in, it would mean a loss in that game against the eight seed, whoever it may be, Toronto, Cleveland, et cetera. And then a win against whoever the nine or 10 would be. Or if they're the eight seed, it would I'll go the other way. Either way, it's the same thing, right? Okay, so that's essentially what you're looking at. And this is a very reasonable possibility, right? I know you say, Greg, that they shouldn't fear the Nets at all. And I'll go to you and then I'll go to Alex right after this. But wouldn't you, if you had a choice, right? If you had a choice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're avoiding Brooklyn. I am the cockiest of cocky Heat fans, but I'm not crazy. Like, the best case scenario is Brooklyn moves up to seven and gives Philadelphia or Milwaukee hell in the first round. And Miami is matched up with a Toronto team. Like, I think that or Cleveland, if Cleveland drops. I mean, Cleveland's 3-7 in their last 10. I don't know what the hell's going on when Jared Allen will be back. So, like, that's a weird situation. So it could end up being Cleveland. I like the Toronto or Cleveland matchups better than Brooklyn. But again, like, with home court, I don't think that you're going to run from any of them. And I say that not being like, you know, the homer fan. Like, I just think if you've got the one seed and, like we said earlier, you've played all year for it and you've been at the top of the conference basically all season, why the hell are you running? But ultimately, give me Cleveland or Toronto if I can have them.
Alex, I saw your facial expression there with Greg was talking about avoiding or not avoiding Brooklyn. Explain.
Oh, no, I was just, you know, it's hard not to agree, you know. I if I was a part of the organization, I completely get it. I would not be worried about it at all. Like, you know, if you get the Nets, you get the Nets. And it's what happened last season with the Bucks. Like, they did not care, right? At least I think so. I don't know anything, but that's what it seems like. I think this season, if it happens, it happens. But you got to hope it doesn't, right? Like, you don't want to go against Kevin Durant. Like, you don't, like, you go and you get the one seed, and it's not something that is the biggest deal in the world, but it doesn't happen all the time. And usually it's an indicator of a really good team. And look, man, you're going to have to go against a lot of really good teams along the way. Usually in the first round, if you're the one seed, you get like the Orlando Magics of the world. Yeah. You're going to get Kevin Durant,
up, right?
Kyrie in the first round. Like, come on, let's not be too cool. Like, if it happens, it happens. We know that's their mentality, but let's be real about it. That's, you should not want that.
No, you shouldn't. I know, obviously, that there are going to be some Heat fans who just kind of want to prove a point.
It'll be a fun matchup, and I think that he could win, but you should not want that.
It's a lot more interesting. I mean, the Heat have had some first-round series that, you know, on paper, I had to sort of make feel important. You know, I remember the Heat playing Charlotte, okay, during the big 3 years. It's like, how am I going to make this? I got Al Jefferson, I got to make interesting. Good luck with that. I do, as a former journalist, okay, and somebody with, you know, a network here, Heat Nets is the play, because that would be a fascinating week or two. And it's like, if you want to shut people up, that's a good way to do it. But I think ultimately you would rather take a nice little quiet win against the Toronto Raptors team that nobody expected to be anything this year, which lends to this point. And before we get to it, do want to mention one more sponsor here. It's our friends over at Therapist Preferred. Use the code 5RSN. For all your premium CBD, whether it's a tincture, the gummies, or the sports cream, you get 25% off at Therapist Preferred. Let's go to it. So let's just say, let's just isolate here to Toronto. I think everybody would assume the Heat would like to play Charlotte, okay? Or maybe Atlanta. But just isolate to these two, all right? And each of you pick one, unless you're going to pick the same one. Cleveland and Toronto. Who would you rather see?
Cleveland, 100%. Bring their asses on all day.
Alex is going to give a long technical answer on why it's Toronto, right? Or go. Which one is it?
I actually lagged during the question. All I heard was Leif's answer, so I don't know what you asked.
Well, what he said, Cleveland, bring their asses on, which was very succinct and to the point and non-strategic. I'm just asking you. The question was, which team would you rather see if you're the one? Cleveland, Toronto.
Alex lagged during the question. Okay, I'm going to answer for him. We want Cleveland, right? Hey, look, Alex, now he's back.
The thing is, the two likeliest, I think, are the Raptors or the Cavs. It's whoever finishes in that seventh spot. Right, because I think the Nets are going to finish in the eighth. Is that
something? Yeah, most likely. Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty much solidified in eight. It's just about them beating seven in that playing game.
Yeah, I don't think the Nets. I mean, look, it could happen. I don't think the Nets blow that game. So I'm assuming that the Heat are going to play the Raptors or the Cavs. And like we were talking about before the show, the Cavs without Jared Allen, without Caris LeVert, you know, they haven't been winning as much. And meanwhile, the Raptors have been playing some of the best basketball of the season. So. It could very well be the Cavs. And I would, from those two, I would rather play the Cavs. Like, I think I have more trust in the Raptors and their playoff experience. Like, they're two best players. I think they have a little bit more there that they can go to when things get tough, other than Garland, the best defensive team there. But, like, they're 21st in offensive rating for a reason.
James Harden's 2-7. That's funny.
You guys were lagging through the entire thing, so I don't know what either of you said. You know what? We're going to close this episode and come back the next day. Thanks to our sponsor. Alex was talking. Greg came back with two words, and that was it. I'm not really sure. Alex, make sense of this. Make sure you cut out all my flubs. All right. Therapistpreferred.com. Use code 5RSN. PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5. And Water Cleanup of Florida. We've got the guts and the schmutz today. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.